So we got a camera even today.
Yeah,
wow.
Big time.
All
right. Matt's never gonna take another day off.
Yeah. Miss all the news.
Do you get to start because you're?
I don't know.
Yeah, he does. Matt starts.
I saw that after yesterday. Named a couple relievers who made the team for you. Do you feel like the bullpen, at least the makeup of it, is starting to take shape a little bit? Since you had a lot of options coming in.
Yeah. I think we're as close to setting the roster as we could be. I think that the guys that are down there competed, performed, and deserve to be there.
Is there anybody else that you've told at this point that they're going to break the deal reliever-wise?
They've all been told, yes. We're in this point now where, the minor league season's starting, AAA, on the 5th. Guys need to be told it's, obviously with the overlap now. So everyone in the locker room has been told.
Yeah, ask Google left.
Come on, Matt.
Do you know how many left-handers you're going to be carrying in the bullpen?
We're going to carry 3 lefties in the bullpen.
Do you want to name who those are?
Process of elimination. Just,
you want to?
Yeah.
Sneed and...
Mullen,
yeah. Oh, Puck will be a bullpen to start with.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll Puck's going to start.
So have you?
Thank you.
Got you.
Get him off the hook. Have you seen any difference in Noisy now from when he was here previously? He's had a great run.
Yeah, he's continuing to mature. He's continuing to really, become an offensive player that I think he's capable of. He's made some adjustments, and you can see it obviously in the result, but you can even see it just in the way he's taking pitches, the at bats, the quality of the at bat that he's having now. And I think he feels, he's not, I don't want to use the word comfortable, but he feels good.
Right. Do you think the adjustments are more just recognizing pitch recognition? And
yeah, some of it is pitch recognition, and some of it is that he's into his legs a little bit more, which has given him, obviously, you can tell with the power result, he's driving the baseball. He's starting to drive the baseball to the pull side, which is a really good sign.
The power is there, right?
Yeah.
You've always felt that way about him?
I really have. I can remember throwing him batting practice years back and him... in BP, able to really turn on the ball, but then the result didn't transfer into the game. So now it's transferring into the games.
With all the changes you've made, how are you entering this season? What do you look at for?
I think this season, we're going to find our identity quickly. We've started to establish that through spring training, especially these last 5-7 games. We understand what it's going to take to compete and win baseball games as a group.
How important is the staff continuity even in changing the manager? I mean, you've been here for a while. You've got a lot of people here. How important can that be in keeping that identity or making it happen quickly?
Yeah, the staff in terms of the coaches, I think we've found kind of our rhythm, as you mentioned, Alex, like the changes, the new – a few new faces with Tommy coming from AAA, there's familiarity. He was on our staff last year at the end of the season. So, but with Chris Krohn and with Brad Ausmus, Brad and I, have found our rhythm together. It started out where, with the changes to Darren Bush and Eric Martins, just feeling the flow and how we were going to communicate. And I think, it's been great to have these games because I feel confident now that we've got a good rhythm.
I apologize if you mentioned this after the game to the writers, but you told the 3 guys, the relievers, they had made the team yesterday.
Right.
Did you bring them in, obviously, individually?
We did, yes.
And what was that? Was that kind of like when you told Oliver? I mean, it's...
Yeah, I mean, we've had
some... Were they all pretty, emotional?
I think if you look at our roster, which will come out later, I guess, all these guys, a lot of them will be first-time opening day roster you know, guys. And so there's a lot of emotion behind that. It was great yesterday to deliver those messages. I know there's a few guys in there that you know, had to take a minute because it's, you know, it's powerful. And that's the part of the job that I talk about with the joyful moments. There are also conversations yesterday that were tough ones. There's guys in that locker room that competed, you know, and didn't get this opportunity to break with us. That message is that they will have an impact on this team, and you know, when that date is, obviously you don't know, but you know how things work here, and it's a grind. It's a long season, and you know, we'll use a lot of bodies.
I was hearing the guys you told yesterday are 28. How much do you appreciate that, the journey that
The journey is amazing. The grind, the grit, I use that word a lot, because you don't get here if you don't. If you're 28 years old and you've grinded through, you know, years of the minor leagues, Tony and I were just talking about that, and not just themselves, the grind, but their families, you know, the parents, the siblings that sacrifice. So it's awesome. It's really special.
You've got so many younger guys. Guys like Lowry and Stephen Vogt, if he makes the team, are they kind of going to be mentors too in that role, do you think?
Absolutely. They'll be mentors for me too. You know, they've got a ton of experience. You know, Jed Lowry and I were teammates in 2008 with the Red Sox. You know, a moment that I remember vividly. I should have won the game with a line drive down the right field line against the Angels in game 5, and Troy Gloss for some reason was standing on the line and he caught the ball, and the next batter was Jed Lowry, and he hits this 18 roller that goes right through the four hole because they didn't play the shift in 2008, and we win the game, and he's the hero.
Gloss was my first base.
Yeah, he was, for the Angels. And you know, but no, those two, Vogt and Lowry, will provide a ton of experience and a ton of leadership for sure.
Will they be a learning curve for those young guys? I mean, it's hard to hit the ground running, right? I mean, what do you kind of think you'll see from them?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a level of excitement. The energy is going to be electric for them when they come in, you know, and it's going to be that way for me. Managing my first game in the big leagues, you know, you have to slow it down. But the learning curve is definitely something that everyone in baseball, I went through it, included my rookie year. You know, the pressure, the expectations you put on yourself, you know, the message is just to go out and try to focus on having fun, you know, even though at the end of the day, it's a result-oriented business and we're here to win baseball games.
How far back, I'm sorry, just how far back do you go with Osmus?
Well, Brad and I played against each other for the first time in 1998 when he was with the Astros. I've known Brad from that standpoint for a while. The last 2.5 years, Brad and I have really developed a tight friendship. You know, we enjoy working out together in the off season. You know, and one of our close and good friends, Trevor Hoffman, kind of, you know, started that relationship, brought us together, and you know, I've couldn't be more grateful for him to come here and you know, be the bench coach.
So you guys all live close together?
Yeah, we live within 10 minutes of each other. So.
You talked about just prioritizing like matchups with the bullpen at the end, but how do you feel like the group that you're taking in sets you up to do that?
Well, we're in the process of assessing that, you know. I mean, you want to have a variety of arms, and you know, I think we have a collection down there that is different, you know, that will give us some, you know, matchup situations, and that's what we'll start looking into. And, you know, each series, obviously, each lineup, you know, will dictate how we use the bullpen. And I think right now we're, you know, very open-minded to the fact that Lou is going to be the established guy in the back end of the games, and everyone else is going to, you know, focus on getting outs.
With guys like Jackson and Jimenez and Puck even, maybe more of like a velocity component than last year when, you know, you saw Petit a lot and Romo. Do you feel like that's maybe an element that's going to be in the bullpen that potentially wasn't there?
Well, I mean, like you said, it's personnel dependent, right? And each year, those guys, the bullpen guys, you know, whether it's velocity or whether it's, you know, not velocity, there's still success in getting outs, right? And so, you know, they've got to know that down there. You know, strikes are important, and getting outs is probably the goal, regardless of if it's velo or not. I mean, if you look at a guy like Yusmeiro Petit, who has had an amazing four-year run and been one of the top relievers in the game, and it wasn't about velocity, it was about, you know, change of speed and disruption of timing, which we talk about that a lot.
With the departure of Minaya, how important is it for the other starting pitchers to step up now that he's gone?
Yeah, you know, the Sean obviously had, you know, 180 innings last year, and he's done that here with the A's for several years. You know, that gap will be filled, and again, it's the mentality that we've taken upon ourselves, kind of an identity that's next man up. You know, and I think that group of starters understands that you know, they've got to go out and fill those roles, and they're excited about that. And Cole Irvin is excited about his opportunity. Dalton Jeffries is another kid that's really excited about his opportunity. So,
have you ever been a part of a process of a guy getting traded in the same ballpark and then playing against a former team the same day?
I feel like I have, and I probably should remember this. But yesterday was a bit strange. You know, Bob and I joked, and then it was out there that Sean could have pitched in the A's uni and just put the Padre hat on. So, but I know for our guys too, it probably felt a little bit like a sim game or like, you know, live BP against Sean. And so, but I was happy for Sean. I thought, you know, that with the emotion that I know he went through and probably hadn't even had time to digest it, to go out and he pitched well. So I was happy for him.
Is the rule where you can take a pitcher out and put him back in, is that just weird?
Yeah. I mean, it is different, but, you know, I mean, it's where we're at right now. It's the circumstances we've been dealt with, the shortened spring training. And it feels good as a manager if something goes wrong that you can, you know, you want to build his innings, his ups out there. So that gives you some comfort. Yeah, I'm sure Bob liked that.
Yeah. Are there a couple things you picked up from Bo Mel that you'll – bring into your
job? There's a lot of things. I told him yesterday that I, you know, you don't understand the magnitude of the position until you get into it. And, you know, he handled this position with an ease and easiness about it. Obviously, the experience helps, but, you know, the intricacies of how he prepared for games really has helped me in my preparation, and I thank him for that yesterday.
You also referenced just the experience you had with the Marlins when they kind of took apart the Marlins after the World Series. What do you take out of that experience that you can bring into when you're dealing with players who are still here and kind of guiding this team through a transitional period? What do you take out of that experience to kind of bring to bear?
Well, they're two different experiences. I was a young kid, 21 years old, as was the rest of the team in 98. You know, this team isn't that. This team, we're here. You know, we have a mix of older players, even though, you know, they may be young in terms of the major league experience. It's still the age alone gives them some maturity that our group didn't have. So...
All right.
Awesome. Thanks.